If it makes you get up and want to scream and dance and shake your booty, it must be the P-Funk. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, WAIF, keeping it real. And we're joined with the woo wizard himself, Bernie Worrell from the P-Funk. Hello, Bernie.
How you doing, me?
We're hanging in there. We're jamming your records tonight and saying hello. You're going to be in town in a week and 2 days, Wednesday, November 18th at Ripley's Alive on West Clifton Avenue in Cincinnati, Ohio.
And everyone will enter into the universe.
I've been reading your press releases and your record covers, and all your songs are called something about woo. What is a woo?
A woo is an enticement into whatever or whatever realm or not a source, whatever realm or whatever you want to get into, like food is woo. The best example I can give is like a grandchild wooing his grandparents to what he wants.
And they call you the woo wizard?
Yes, because I'm able to mix different things and to make people comfortable and want it.
Your woo is a tasty keyboard licks, I might assume.
There you go.
Now, some of my friends have been using the term woo lately to describe a part of the female anatomy, but you wouldn't know anything about that.
Well, woo, that's what I'm trying to say. Woo is everything. Woo can be sexual.
Oh, yeah.
Woo can be food. Woo can be alcohol. Woo can be negative or positive.
Bernie Worrell, you've played with the Parliament, the Funkadelic, the George Clinton. You've played with Talking Heads, and more recently you've played with Praxis and Third Rail and some other Bill Laswell projects. What settings do you like to play music in the most?
All settings. There is no most. I enjoy playing mixtures because that's what I do. I get bored real quick, so I may be playing a rock thing, then I get tired of that, then I play some funk thing, and I get tired of that. So being that I have the gift to play different types of music, different genres, I can go as I please.
Well, how's R&B music or funk music changed over the years? I know that you've started recording and performing back in the 60s at least, maybe even earlier. And a lot of things have changed over the years, not only musical styles, but technology as well.
Well, how has it changed? It's got too mechanical. The feel is going out of it. But the feel is coming back because people are realizing now live performance. Even the hip-hop generation and the younger generation are realizing just to push a button ain't getting it to compared to live performers playing their instruments. Not saying technology isn't, technology is correct, but it's how you use it.
Well, you were one of the first guys to start using a lot of synthesizers in the early 70s.
Right, but that's still hands-on. I'm not just pushing a button.
Well, what are you referring to when you say music has gotten too technical? One might assume you might be referring to new wave music from the 80s that has too many eighth notes in it.
I'm talking about machines. Machines have no feeling. They're cold. Like digital. Digital is cold. The thing is analog, or to mix it with digital.
I take it you'd rather play a Hammond organ or an analog synthesizer over one of these digital jobs any day?
Yes, sir.
I don't blame you. Analog music is generally a little more warm.
Yes, that's what you got it.
We're talking to Bernie Worrell from P-Funk and the Funkadelic. What are some other groups you've played with over the years? I mentioned Talking Heads, and you played with a lot of cats.
I played with Jack Bruce, Ginger Baker from The Cream.
Yeah.
Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders, Keith Richards.
Was Keith Richards like? A lot of people think he's just a corpse.
No, he's more than a corpse. He's a genius in his own right. And for those that say that Keith Richards can't solo, he's like Eddie Hazel. He and Eddie are in the same type of realm, whereas they could play chords and solo and licks at the same time they're playing chords in between. And Keith is a warm person to those he likes. And, that's all I can say about that.
Well, what about Buckethead? Buckethead is another guitar player you played with. That guy's nuts, isn't he?
Nuts in a positive way. He's younger generation, and He's genius in his own right. And Bootsy Collins is his idol. And he's followed us through the years and finally got a chance to play with us.
Well, Buckethead is a young guitar player from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Yes.
I've heard another one of his idols might be Randy Rhoads from the Ozzy Osbourne Band.
Uh-huh.
And he's all over a lot of recent recordings you've done, not only Free Agent, A Spaced Odyssey. He has a couple solos on that CD,
mm-hmm.
available on Purple Woo Productions. He's also in the group Praxis, which you've been playing with.
Right. What I did with Praxis, I just sat in. I'm thinking of Primus, because Brain, the drummer from Praxis, is playing with Primus now, and they invited me to jam and record with them.
Really?
Sometime in the future.
They play too fast, though. They're pretty technical. They don't seem to have a very warm sound. How do you feel about Primus?
Well, I beg to differ. Brain is using some machines with his drums, but the bass player is... I love the cello bass.
Mm-hmm.
The cello bass sound he gets, because he's using an authentic instrument. And electrified it, but there's still something to it.
Bernie Worrell, let me ask you something. I don't want to pump up your ego too much, but you're referred to frequently in those circles as funk innovator Bernie Worrell. What is the funk, and what have you done to innovate it?
Well, funk is a feel, first of all, bottom line. It's a feel, and a lot of people ask me, well, describe feel. It feels is what it says. It's a feeling. As far as innovating, I guess they're talking about the keyboard synthesized bass that I started.
With Flashlight.
With Flashlight. Also One Nation, the bass line, and Knee Deep, and others.
You've done a lot more than just bring the keyboard bass line to funk music. I mean, okay. The Doors were doing that.
All right, brother. I don't talk about myself. That's...
I'm setting you up a little bit here, but it's going to be worth it in the long run. Work with me, Bernie.
I don't know. I guess it's just the way I do the things I do.
You're more famous as a sideman playing in groups like Parliament or Funkadelic or Talking Heads. But now you're doing a solo thing. Your band is called the Woo Warriors. How do you like playing as the leader of your own group as opposed to being a sideman?
I like it about half and half, because I don't like the whole spotlight. That's why I don't mind being what they call a sideman, because, all right, that's only, you're on the side because it's not your project. But the sideman is also a leader in his own right while he's being a sideman, because you've been hired because you're one of the top of your line. If you get to what I'm saying.
Yeah, but when you're running your own group, you got to make the phone calls, you got to make sure the bass player shows up on time.
I don't do all that, but my wife is I don't have the patience for that. I do my share, probably could do a little more, but I don't have the patience for that. And I don't like to do a lot of talking either. I just talk straight to the point, and then that's it. I don't like a lot of knick-knack details, whatnot, or people that beat around the bush. So my wife, who is my manager also, she does that, and my tech.
Well, that's not a bad deal.
Most of it, because I lose patience with people.
Now tell me something, Bernie Worrell. Why are bass players always late? And is Bootsy Collins always late to rehearsal, too?
No, Bootsy Collins is not always late. I have some bass player friends that are, though. But Bootsy's not one of them.
Well, why is that?
On it.
Is it because that low-end thing, these guys are always real laid back and it doesn't matter to them?
I know a lot of drummers that are late.
Well, drummers are usually just drunk, aren't they?
What generation are you talking about? In the 70s, okay, I've seen that too.
Uh-huh.
But, everybody goes awry, A-W-R-Y, a little bit. And then who says it's a rhyme? Maybe it's just a feeling that they had to deal with at the time.
Yeah. Well, I'm just messing with you a little bit.
As long as they're not pissy drunk.
Yeah, there's stereotypes about musicians, though. The drummer's always drunk, the bass player's always late, and the keyboard player?
Is that somebody that's people that don't have anything else to talk about?
He's the
talk about themselves.
He's the smart, good-looking one, right?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not but whatever.
Bernie Worrell, we're talking to Bernie Worrell on the Chris and Rob late night talk show. You've worked with George Clinton. He seemed to be the magnet who drew the musicians together in the 70s. And
yes,
in the 90s, that magnet seems to be Bill Laswell, putting groups together, Material, Praxis, works with James Blood Ulmer and a lot of other cats.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between those two guys, and are they in a feud?
Bill's got his business together.
Yeah.
Okay.
And George doesn't? Is George just always on drugs or something?
Well, I've heard that. I'm not going to go there. The business part is not what it should be, and therefore a lot of people are suffering. That's why I got out of there.
Well, there's probably a lot of good musicians who you might not have heard of just because they don't know how to do their business, but they might be damn good players.
Right, and I would say to them to seek help and also get into the books. There's a lot of books on the market. You don't have to buy hardbacks. They're in, paper volume, and read for yourself as much as you can, and try to be up on it.
You're talking to the musicians in the audience tonight.
Yes, I am.
What about the non-musicians in the audience who don't know the difference? They're just going to the record store and hopefully finding a CD that they like to listen to.
We'll try to do more research, and if they have the time, which they probably don't, but I would say try to do more research into what is available out there and just don't go for programmed radio.
We're talking to Bernie Worrell on the Chris and Rob show. Bernie, you're a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You were inducted about a year ago, weren't you?
Yes.
Now, how do you feel about that? Is that something that you're proud of, or do you feel that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is just a bunch of fat cats trying to bleed more money off a bunch of musicians by putting them in a big hall together?
Well, I feel both ways about it. I wish I'm thankful for it, and I'm honored by it. But at the same time, I wish they'd do something else after one is inducted into helping those that are inducted that are having hard times, and like special like medical programs or insurance and the like, you know, that sort of thing.
And some guys
or start seminars or teaching programs.
Well, some guys who are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame have royalties coming to them that they're not getting.
Yes.
Little Richard complains about that all the time.
Yes, all the time. Myself included. I've just hired a publicist that's as we speak, is working on my situation. People like Rod Stewart, Billy Joel, people wouldn't believe it, but we all owe money.
Yeah, and Bo Diddley is another guy I can think
yes.
of that complains about that.
Yes.
And, you know, he practically wrote a whole sound,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think he gets credit for it, and he certainly doesn't get the buck he deserves.
You know, when you get the credit after you're dead, that's when the record company makes more money.
That's right. That's why Mozart sells so well.
It's a shame, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's part of the fight.
What can somebody expect to see from Bernie Worrell and the Woo Warriors when they go to your big show at Ripley's Alive next Wednesday? It's going to be a good time.
Well, I know we'll be in my brother Mr. Collins' territory and P-Funk's territory, and we'll now be entering into the Wooniverse part of that, and you can expect some old P-Funk, oldies but goodies, some cover new songs from the up-and-coming CD.
The new CD is called Bernie Worrell and the Woo Warriors Live?
No, that's another one that we just put out.
Yeah.
This is the one I'm talking about is going to be a studio CD.
Oh, yeah?
That hopefully after the holidays, after New Year's, sometime around February, that would be finished.
So who's in this group you've got together? Do you have a singer, and is there anybody from the old P-Funk days, or are these some new young up-and-coming cats?
These are new people, but there's two females. There's a female bass player.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Donna McPherson mm-hmm. from New Jersey, B.J. Nelson on vocals. She sang with Robert Palmer, Luther Vandross, Donna Hendrix. Gabe Gonzalez will be on drums. He has his own group, Enemy Squad. He was one of P-Funk All-Stars drummers. He's from Detroit. My protege on keyboards, Greg Fitz.
Oh, so you got a second keyboard player in the band?
Oh, yes. My protege that I put with Bootsy. When I'm busy, I put him with Bootsy, and now he's with me. And
I guess that gives you a chance to layer up some sounds that you could do in the studio. But
yes, because I don't have eight hands.
Yeah. But in the studio, you can have as many hands as you want.
Oh, yeah, because that's great.
Now, Prince has a chick bass player in his band that's pretty hot.
On guitar, it's Michael Rubin. Mm-hmm. Michael Moon Rubin from New Jersey. You were saying something about Prince.
I was going to say, there's a lot of bands, and when you go see them, if they got a girl playing the bass, that's just the hottest thing in the world. That band Defunct from New York used to have a girl play bass back in the 80s.
Uh-huh.
And Prince has some girl playing bass who's just hotter than hell.
Oh, yeah. yes. Cool down period is in need.
I guess. All right, well, have a good show. It's going to be next Wednesday, which is November 18th. Ripley's Alive on West Clifton Avenue in Clifton, right outside of Cincinnati. It's in the phone book if you don't know where it's at. Bernie Worrell and the Woo Warriors.
And expect to see some of the Rubber Band there also.
Well, you know, since Bootsy Collins lives here in Cincinnati, unless he's on tour somewhere, he might actually stop out at your show.
Mm-hmm. He might actually stop by. Don't know for sure, but he might.
Now, you're baiting this. This is a little bit of a tease for the local fans. Maybe they'll go out and see the Space Base himself.
Yes, maybe.
Maybe. Maybe not, but maybe.
Maybe not, but maybe. You know, because schedules change.
You think Catfish will stop by?
Oh, yeah, Catfish will definitely be there.
He's Bootsy's brother, right?
He was there at the last time I played there.
He's a good guitar player, isn't he?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for checking in with the Chris and Rob Show. Bernie Worrell from New Jersey.
Thank you, Chris
and
Rob.
Soon to be in Cincinnati.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Woo out.